Let's start talking about the next mitzvah on Purim, the Kriyas Megillah. Now, for the first thing we'd like to say is we just finished talking about Matanos Lavyonim. According to some, Matanos Lavyonim is so important and it's so associated with Megillah reading that that's the reason that we don't read Megillah on Shabbos. Because when we read Megillah, all the Aniyim, the poor people, are excited. Oh, today's the big money day. And if we're going to read the Megillah on Shabbos and you're not going to give out the money, we're going to let them down. So according to some, that's why we never have Purim on Shabbos. We don't have Megillah on Shabbos because you don't want to let the Aniyim down. The more famous reason for not reading the Megillah on Shabbos is the Gzeira Derabba, which applies B'negiah to Shofar and Rosh Hashanah, like we had this year, and also B'negiah to Lulav and Esrig when it bumps into a Shabbos. We don't do it. Why don't we do it? We're concerned people will carry the Megillah on Shabbos to Shul. And that's why we don't have Kriyas Megillah at all. We don't have Purim on Shabbos. We're scared of people carrying. That being said, this year, when Purim falls out Moitzoi Shabbos, that is also something that we have to be very concerned about. Because even if we're not going to have Purim on Shabbos, and we're not going to have Megillah on Shabbos, if we would call Ma'ariv and Kriyas Megillah at the normal time that we normally call Ma'ariv and Kriyas Megillah, you might have people carrying things to shul for Shabbos. They're going to carry the Megillah, Chas V'Shalom, before the time for Shabbos is actually up. They might carry some costumes, a chumash. People might be getting ready, making achanas, preparations, while it's still a Shabbos, for the upcoming wonderful mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah. Packing up their big bags, getting their kids ready, costumes, who knows what. And therefore, this is something that every shul, rabbi, gabbai has to take into account when it comes to planning Ma'ariv and Megillah this coming Moitzoi Shabbos. In most places, they're going to be davening Ma'ariv later, or sometimes they'll daven Ma'ariv early, have a break for everyone to go back home, and then come back for Megillah later. Whatever the case is, if people are going back home after davening Ma'ariv, there's a question, do they make Avdallah a la kois before Kriyas Megillah? The problem with that is twofold. Number one is that even though normally you say Tadir V'Sheiner Tadir, Tadir Kaitim, the more common mitzvah comes first, so Avdallah should come before Megillah. However, when it comes to Kriyas Megillah, we find that Kriyas Megillah is so unbelievably important. There's a whole Gemara of a list of things that we prioritize Megillah to go over. Megillah overrides the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. Megillah overrides people learning Torah. Megillah overrides a lot of amazing things because it contains within it the unbelievable importance of Pirsumei Nisa, publicizing a miracle, which we say is so great and important, you would have to give up all your money if need be for the fulfillment of a Pirsumei Mitzvah. So therefore, Megillah has the ability of pushing off things that normally would have come first. That's number one. Secondly, we have an issue. Generally, once a mitzvah comes up, we don't want to eat. So normally we say a little snack is okay. Before Bedikas Chametz, you can have a snack. Before Hadlakas Neres Chanukah, you can have a snack. But B'negiah to Kriyas Megillah, which again is so great and so important, to have a snack, it's not just a snack. Avdallah is with wine. And wine is something that could cause somebody to be meshaker, to cause somebody to get a little bit drowsy. And therefore, it's not recommended to make Avdallah al HaKois first. Different people do have different minhagim. You'll have different recommendations in different shuls, but this is what seems to be coming out from the Mishnah Berurah, that it's preferable to have Megillah first, Havdalah al HaKais later, because even though you're going to say Baruch HaMavdu Ben Kodesh L'chol before coming to shul, still we don't want to do Havdalah al HaKais. That's like the official announcement of Shabbos leaving. It's always better to delay that later. So for a few reasons, again, Megillah always is prioritized over other things. You don't really want to eat or drink before Megillah once the time for Megillah does arrive. And thirdly, you want to delay the official announcement of Shabbos leading, meaning on Ala Kais, as long as possible. That being said, Atochen Antonu is said in Ma'ariv, Ala Nisan is said in Ma'ariv, and Baruch HaMavdil must be said in case anybody will be carrying something to shul. In defense of those that do make Avdallah al HaKais before Kriyas Megillah, the reason is as follows. Since normally Kriyas Megillah follows Tainus Esther where you're fasting, over there there's an extra severity of not to eat anything before Kriyas Megillah, because since you're pretty hungry, we're scared that once you start eating, you're going to continue for quite a while and might forget to actually have Megillah and have a whole meal. But on a Moisei Shabbos, where we're not hungry, we're not coming off of Tainus Esther, there may be more of a reason to be lenient, to allow oneself to make Avdallah and to drink something before Megillah, a little bit more lenient than on a typical Kriyas Megillah at night after Tainus Esther. A quick note about tomorrow is Tainus Esther. Somebody who is sick, elderly, nursing, pregnant, they don't have to fast tomorrow. It's a happy fast. It's not a sad one. But tomorrow before Mincha is the minig to give Max a shekel, $3 half-dollar coins. And the minig is to give it for everyone in the family. Even though the real chiv d'oraisa was only on the men in the times of the Beis HaMikdash. But basically the minig is to give it for everybody in the family. And if you ever did it for a younger child, you should continue to do so. It becomes like a nether.